I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. During the pandemic, arts organizations in the Quad Cities are struggling to find federal financial help. While $2 trillion in new federal spending will go to help businesses and individuals hurt by the global coronavirus pandemic, nonprofit arts organizations worry they may not see much relief. In late March, Americans for the Arts estimated that nationwide, the arts and culture sector would face a $3.6 billion economic loss just to date, due to closures required by COVID-19. Agency CEO Robert Lynn said he was grateful for $300 million from Congress to support nonprofit cultural groups, but it's not nearly enough to ensure their long-term survival. Half that amount is devoted to the National Endowment for the Arts and National Endowment for the Humanities, some of which will filter to the states. That's according to River Music Experience Executive Director Tyson Danner.
You know, they might as well save the money and threw it into a different pot, because $150 million for the entire country is just hardly anything.
Danner contrasted the response in the U.S. with Germany, which has a long tradition of state support for the arts, dedicating $54 billion in relief.
Yeah, European governments are willing to fund the arts and culture. Meanwhile, here in America, unfortunately, we have to battle every year just to keep any funding going.
The River Music Experience, like most small businesses and nonprofits, is applying for the new $350 billion Paycheck Protection Program. It offers loans equal to 8 weeks' salary for organizations with less than 500 employees. Rachel Mullins, head of the Putnam Museum, said there may be money available from the Institute for Museum and Library Services.
I think most organizations in our community are really hoping that it's state and federal resources that we can bring in to our community rather than relying on local charitable dollars. We all believe strongly that those dollars should be focused on human service needs.
And Michelle Hargrave at the Figge Art Museum is hoping for state and federal help.
We're looking into if we're eligible for support from the NEA. If not, we're also hopeful that some of that money will trickle down to the states and that we might qualify for some funding from the Iowa Arts Council if it does.
I'm Herb Trix.